The 2020 session of the Hawaii State Legislature is in full swing, and lawmakers are considering more than 2,000 measures. A close look at the list reveals that some of those bills are actually blank. They're called short-form bills, and while a law about nothing may sound more like a Seinfeld episode than real life, Maui Senator Kalani English says they exist for good reason.
These are placeholders because often during the session, there's ideas that come in later.
In Hawaii, state lawmakers are only in session for 60 working days. Once the session begins, they only have a week or so to introduce all their proposals. After that, no new measures can be drafted until next year. Senator English says sometimes an urgent need, like responding to a natural disaster, arises after that deadline has passed.
For example, we had to find $100 million in flood relief for Kauai and $25 million for flood-related damages statewide. This happened after our deadline.
In that case, lawmakers took a blank short-form bill and used it to pay for flood relief. There are some rules for how short-form bills can be used. The title of any law cannot be changed after it has been introduced, and the ultimate purpose of the law must relate to that title. It's a bit of a guessing game, since lawmakers don't know what will come up. They use vague titles like relating to the environment or taxation. That may sound similar to a term you've heard. Gut and replace. That's when lawmakers take a bill that hasn't secured the necessary votes and do a copy-paste into a bill that is still moving. There are multiple lawsuits underway challenging the legality of gut and replace, although it was deemed constitutional by a judge last year. Gut and replace is not the same as a short-form bill. Sandy Ma with good governance watchdog Common Cause Hawaii is leading one of the court challenges against gut and replace. She says short-form bills can serve a useful purpose if they're used transparently.
We hope that when unexpected issues arise, we still get the requisite hearings. That's what we need to see to fulfill the Hawaii constitutional mandate.
The state constitution requires all bills have three readings in both legislative chambers. Rules in both the House and the Senate hold short-form bills to the same standard as regularly introduced measures, which Senator English says has reduced their use.
When I started here in 2000, they were used quite often. Now they're used much less.
In the past 2 years, short-form bills made up around 4% of the more than 5,000 measures introduced, and not all of them end up being used to pass a law. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.